So you have a hemshech about how good things will be if we do the mitzvahs, and how difficult the bad things will be if we don't do it. All the Rishonim, that's the type of thing we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. The Rishonim here speak about the Nakuda of when does the Torah promise Yehudim Gashmim? When does the Torah speak about Inyanim of this world, when we know that the Iker is Inyanim of the world to come? And there's a lot of different shitas in Rishonim here. The Rambam shita is that these are all siyuas. In other words, the Pesukim are telling us the conditions HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set in the world to make it more feasible to be Oyver Hashem. That's why you have drama hold that by Mashiach and so on. And all the inyanim that the Torah promises things in this world, the Rambam says that it's there. It's telling us if we do things right, then we'll have the siyua we need to do Avodas Hashem. That's the Rambam shita. And other different shitas of Rishonim. I'd like to try to understand also that it's not the pshat that this is not the tachlis, but there's something about this inyan that's a chelik of Avodas Hashem, what's going to happen. The brachas themselves are interesting. It says v'hisig lachem. One would expect the following brachas: the geshem, the nosar zivula. But there's some things that are interesting. It says v'hisigchem da'ish es abotzir, v'botzir yasig azora, that you'll continuously be busy in the field. You won't finish harvesting and it's already planting time. You won't finish planting and it's already harvesting time. It's a very interesting bracha. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a lot of tevuah. I mean, it's a very poetic way of saying a lot of tevuah. I mean, the Torah is telling us a certain type of bracha. That the Navi also says the same thing, that the Amos says that the one who brings the wine, who's going to be Botzer, is going to touch base with the one who's being Dash. There's something about a bracha of Hizik Hamdaish, it's possible, what's his Hizik Hamdaish, that's a unique bracha, more than just a lap. It's more of a halt of lacham l'seva. There's something about the tzura of the way it goes that's unique. Also, the Moshe says, Nasati Geshmechem Be'itom. So Rashi says it means that it's b'shur that people are not the Derech Lotzeis, Kabbalah Revi'is, so the place that says Lele Shabbos, the times when people don't normally go out, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving. So, yes, you know, it is a minor inconvenience that a person is going out when it's raining on the night that he has a simcha, he has to go when it's raining. But when you're talking about magnificent brachas, you're talking about brachas of food, of having enough to eat, which was a real issue in those days. You're having a brach of shalom ba'aretz, ishpati chayiroa. You're talking about major things. It's so stuck, the very first beginning is a satik shmech bitim. And by the way, besides the fact that you'll have enough food, which is very rare, and besides the fact that you won't have enemies crossing through your land, which is extraordinarily rare those days, and you won't have any problems of Dever and Chayra, also the rain will have come in convenient evenings. It's very, very out of line with the Tzura, with the scope of the other brachas. So there's something about these brachas that are unique in the sense of there's a certain mahalach to these brachas. There's something these brachas are. There's a pattern in these brachas that this fits in. The Chazal darshan, Rashi darshan, who koyes et elecho brings the Chazal, the Taras Kohanim, Yochel Zakim and Mitzvahs. He says she amelam b'tayr, heard it innumerable number of times. But there's something here that's troubling. Chok always refers to things that have no seichel, no havana. That's the way we understand it. I mean, Rashi says it also. Rashi brings the Chazal. Chok is an inyan like paraduma, like kashrus, and so on. that are things that have no havana, no tam. Mishpatim has a tam. Torah as such is kulei seichel. In other words, the tool, the mitzvah of Torah is mele paraduma, the maisa paraduma is a maisa. A maisim can, don't necessarily have to have a seichel. Some maisim are apparent why they're good and some are not. But how does Torah, said a melos b'Torah, how does a melos b'Torah become a choik? I mean, Torah is supposed to be kuloi seichel. It's supposed to fit into mishpatim. I mean, there are parts of Torah we don't understand. Good. But still, the vast majority of Torah is meant to be learned, meant to be understood, and so on. So why would we pick the term chok to apply to Torah in general? And I assume it's the males, but Torah specifically that can be called a chayk. I mean, if I was saying pshat, I would say chukais adleich was chukim, so it's like the Shmur is going on mishpatim and edus, and Chazal say no, that's the chukais. Also the flip side of it, it says, Rashi says, if you don't do that, that the pasuk says that v'im lo yishmul liv lo yisasus kol mitzvos eilu. So Rashi says it's a progression. If you start by not being omul b'Torah, then you're going to be moes. You won't even stop doing, and then you'll stop. You'll be moes b'cher moesim and so on and so forth. And it's true. Amelos b'Torah is a very big mila, and it's a very good thing, and so on. But where in the process does it automatically lead to an unraveling of the whole thing? I mean, plenty of people, Lamashla, if you urge somebody to get a 100 average, so you can extol the virtues of 100 average, but it's not, I mean, it's far-fetched that being that 100 is a very good average to attain, so if you attain a 95 average, you're going to get a 90, and then an 80, and then a 70, and then you'll fail, and so on. I mean, a person can slip all the time. I mean, if a person is omul b'Torah, it can't happen that he slips. And if a person is not omul b'Torah, it can't happen that he's a good person and he's going to do mitzvahs and so on. I mean, the Chush says so. That we see. I mean, people, the fi'erach, not everybody is zeichet to the darg of Amel's b'Torah, and people show him Torah mitzvahs and vice versa. Some is omul b'Torah, can sometimes he have some hefzik. Where is the line of continuity that goes from Amelos B'Torah down? Chazal here also in the Medrash over here starts with it's the shtols to a pasuk. It says Chashavti Drachai Vashiva Ragel Asecha. David Melch said I thought about different drachim and I was meishiv. And I always came back to your ages. Amar David, Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol yom v'yomisi michash v'yom v'akom ploini v'yistir place ha'olam. Every day I had a different chesh where I would go to. V'yiragel mi'biyaseis l'bat mesiris l'bat medrashis. And my feet would somehow bring me to the shul. Ador d'chsiv v'shiv v'ragel esecha. So the Chazal are showing tzu to v'chokoy say teilechu that it's similar to that teilechu. L'chura, the pasuk itself, the Chazal itself, needs a lot of hesper. If I say that somebody does something by rote, you know, I really wanted, I'll say, you know, I really wanted to waste an evening. I wanted to go this place, but you know, I don't know. Somehow, I always go to Mincha Meir. If I went to Mincha Meir, so I say, listen, it's definitely good, but I can't say it's a tremendous mila. How do I say on a thing? I mean, all of Musa. Speaks against mitzvahs anoshim ulamada, that mitzvahs can't be something that a person does by habit. So, to tell me that it's a milo now, if a person does things, and David HaMelech says, I had a lot of different places I wanted to go to, and in the end, I decided against it. So, in the end, my feet led me not there. So to say that, you know, it's a good protection. We say if you train yourself well, then you're going to go in the right direction. But it's not a mila, and yet the Chazal seem to match this pasuk and this musigav with the pinnacle that you have in the Mechorz Melechem. But let's the Rambam says, let's understand, the Rambam Hilchos Deis deals with what we call Midas, and in the Rambam's understanding, we've spoken about this a lot of times, is that Midos are much more sweeping in the scope of the demand than Ma'is HaMitzvahs. There's Ma'is HaMitzvahs, which is a type of specific Ma'is. Just like Av and Yira are very sweeping, and that it deals with Nisari HaTorah, the Av and Yira encompass the other mitzvahs. It's a very sweeping type of mitzvah. Deis are also much more sweeping than our particular Ma'is HaMitzvahs. It's not just to do a chesed, but it turns that a person should be an ish chesed, should be a chanan and a racham and so on. That's the general thread of the Rambam's approach to midas. So the Rambam says that there's a chi of doiraisa, mahunikar achan lapati achanun. So the Rambam says, v'keitzad yargil odam atzmoi b'deis elu achi kovuboy. How does a person train himself in these days until they become permanent? So the Rambam says, Yaseh v'yishaneh v'yishalash v'maisim sh'ois al p'yadeis himtzois. He should keep repeating the inyan that he, that doing the right thing, the way he's explained what the right balance is. V'yaseh v'mtomit, he should keep doing it, achi u'maseim kalim olof, until it's easy for him to do it, and it won't be difficult, because there's the option. The advice of the Rambam doesn't seem to be extraordinarily enlightening. I mean, someone asked me, how can I come to Shachar's always on early? So I say, well, it's very simple. Keep getting up at 7 o'clock and keep doing it until it's easy to do it. Fine. Yeah, I mean, but that's not very, very enlightening. I mean, everybody knows if you repeat something, then you get into the habit of doing it, and once it becomes easy to do it, you'll do it. So if a person gets a habit, every time a push goes by, he puts in a dollar, so every time push comes back, it'll just automatically reach in and put a dollar in. It's not wrong, but A, doesn't seem to need the Rambam for that advice. So it's the simplest of advice given. And secondly, it doesn't even seem to us to be a particular... What is the mila of doing things by rote? There's no... all of Musa tells me about how a person is supposed to think about things, how a person is supposed to... We say L'Shem Yichud, we make a bracha, we mizbeinein. All of Musa is built around the axiom that you're supposed to get away from it. And you're not supposed to think by rote, you're supposed to do them consciously and focus thought. So what's the Ram telling me to do it? First of all, what's the great sage advice here? I mean, everybody would have figured out himself. How does a person become a savlan? He keeps not getting angry until it's easy not to get angry. And secondly, is that the pinnacle being with Zdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does he want over here? So let's understand what the Rambam is saying over here, and what is the teichin of this whole this whole nekuda of doing something becomes hergel. There's a pasuk in by the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. It says all karbanos is v'kraftem, and Rosh Hashanah says v'asisem. So Chazal darshin melamed ki'ilu asisem es atzmechem. That if you do what you're supposed to do, it's as if you made yourselves. In other words, the person who is we spoke yesterday. We mentioned that a person's avod in the world was through bechira to do things, and that's why he's given bechira, and he's given a lot of opportunities to do different things. The one thing that seems to be impossible is, it says in the pasuk, Mikid Mani Vashalim Loi, who came before me that I have to pay him? In other words, every single person is born with a given. This is me. This is me. This is my Tchunas HaNefesh. This is who I am, and so on. I start with the given, and I use it. I use the tools I was given, and so on. To make myself, what's called in English, to raise myself by my own bootstraps, to create myself, is something that we don't even think of. In other words, making myself into a self, into an entity, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is something we don't deher quite in the world of mitzvahs. The world of mitzvahs is to take what we are as a given and to do as much as we can with it. So, in the world of mitzvahs, let's take first the Rambam's example. There's the world that he calls Hilchos Deis, which to us translates as Midas, Midas Tovas, and so on. Mahu Rachum Afata Heyei Rachum. Mahu Chanan Afata Heyei Chanan. There's a tremendous chiddush in that. The word Hoyoi, the word in Lashon Kodesh, means to create. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yudkei Vavkei, we saw in Rishonim, because first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mehaveh the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave the Bria existence, and is the only true existence. So the word Yiyah, the word Havaya, means existence. We borrow the term in a small way, and just like in English we say he is going there and there, where the word is gets attached to going, I can say Hu Yiyah Sham Machal. He's going to be there tomorrow. But that word Yiyah is just a borrowed term grammatically. But a person, the only one that can say on himself, the only one that can use the verb Havaya correctly, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives existence to things. That's the Shem Havaya. And it's only Shem that's not Meshut of the other things. When Chazal Darshan, Mahu Rachum Afata Heyei Rachum, Mahu Chanan Afata Yei Chanan, they're saying, not a person, it's not using the word Havaya like a particle, like is in English. You know, he is good, you are good. It's using Havaya in the same sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses it. In the same sense, Kabi Yochel, that's used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation, Afata Heyei Rachum means you can become a Rachum. You can give yourself a Havaya of Rachmanis. That is the way, that's the sharpness of what Chazal mean over here. And that's how the Rambam learned it, how Hilchos Deis is different than the rest of the Rambam. The rest of the Rambam is what a person can do. It starts with what he is as a given, and then it becomes what he does as an extension of what he is. In the inyanim of deis, a person can start it being metapel with who he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a chanun. It's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chanunim. There are places in the Moshe that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vayichas. It says vayismach. Those are pe'ulos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyahu did, and we can do also. But in those things that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Racham, Vechan, Erapayim, are names HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called. They somehow describe the Metzias. Kaviyachol, those in Yanim, we can also describe that Metzias unto ourselves. So the Rambam says, he's not giving us advice how to practice doing Chesed. He's not giving us advice on how to be a Chanun. If it's advice, then anybody in the street can give you that advice. There's nothing especially sage about this advice. The Rambam is being magdir the chiyuv. The ketzad here is not how does one do it, what are the eitzot tovus, what does it mean afat eichanan. So the Rambam says, until it does not become second nature to you, you're not that. A person does 1,000 chasadim a day, but if every time he has to do it, he has to push, he's not a bal chesed. He's a oisa chesed. He gets phenomenal schar, maybe he gets more schar than the other person, but it's not a kiyum of his metzias. In as much as if the Torah required you to be heyechanim, heyerachum, then it's got to become part of his metzias. And until it's not part of his metzias, he wasn't mekayim. So when the Rambam says the ketzad, the Rambam says that the person has to, you're not mekayim hilchas deis of chesed until you don't do it enough times that it becomes part of your metzias. And the Rambam says the hallmark of whether something is part of your metzias or not is whether or not it's easy to do it or it's hard to do it. The kalal is any time, that's how we define actually things. For instance, if a normal person can add two and two very quickly, then we say it's normal for people to add two and two. If a normal person has to work very, very hard to multiply long column numbers, we say it's not normal. A person can push himself, but that's not his metzias. That's not his nature. So the Rambam says, you've got to keep doing it until it becomes easy to do. That's the chiyuv. That's not how to do it. That's the chiyuv. Because since the chiyuv to become a chanan or rachum, a chanan or rachum is not someone who does chesed, even if it's 1,000 chasadim, but it's rather somebody that it is his nature to do it. So certainly, if a person is born with that nature, and he does the chesed as an extension of his nature, there's no real maila that maisa, because that's his metzias. So there's no avoid over there, and therefore, when a person does things out of rote, out of habit, then it's a maisa p'chusa, and in that it says vati yirasa maisi mitzvah sadash melamada, it's done by habit, so it doesn't have any real significance. But if a person does something and he makes it his metzias, if the person molds himself so that it becomes his metzias, then the metzias is his. The reason why it's not a maila, let's understand a second. Let's think a second. The reason why, when someone does something out of rote, why is it not a maila? Because you didn't do that. They trained you. When you were a little kid, everybody trained you to say, hello, good morning, please, excuse me. So when you were not a badass, somebody trained you. And now you say, hello, good morning, excuse me. That is, so the credit belongs to your father, to your teacher, whoever programmed you to answer like that. But if you made yourself into somebody that answers the hello and the good morning and the please, and it's second nature to you, then that's you. That's not somebody else. It's not you were brought up like that. It's not the nature you were given. The chisaron of something being in its nature. Mitzvah of Nashim Olamada means if when you were a little kid, the Rebbe taught you that if you'll eat chazer, you're going to turn into a monster, and you're frightened from that. So that's not you. That's somebody else bringing it into you. That's what it is. But if a person looked at it and he says to himself, oh, this is a leisa say, this is a issa de raisa, and I do it to a point where I reflexively jump back from it, that's a tremendous mila. It's not only am I doing it, I've made myself. I've created myself. So if it's something, if a person does something out of nature, when it's a result of a nature that was put in, it's a preistar. If a person does something because he made his nature, then Adarabba, that's the deepest part of Avodah, and like it says, Vasisim, that the person can make himself. There's a in the finest part of Avodah, a person can create himself. That's the inyan of this Avodah. So in Tzina Lemedim, we have here a mahalach of Avodah that is with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We do things. And that's normal Maisa mitzvahs. There's a whole finer level of Avodah that is creating and recreating myself, making myself. And in the world of Midas and Tchunas HaNefesh, it's what the Rambam says over here. And that's the Pshat and Dover HaMelech Shvach. Dover HaMelech said himself, Shafti Rag Jochai. And in Ragli Melichos, I see the Bat Vesios, means not that he was brought up like that. It's David HaMelech made himself, he brought into himself the Mahalach of Avodas Hashem to the point where it became second nature. That's, it was Avodadik. David HaMelech is not saying, you know, Ribbono Shalom, I have a good nature. Some people are by nature studious. They don't like to be outside. So given the opportunity, they'd rather be inside instead of outside. They'd rather be sitting over shtender than hassling with somebody. That's a tchunas hanefesh. That's nothing to be proud of. As long as a person was trained, somebody trained him. It's also a good thing to have, but it's not something to be proud of. The Ramalach said, I'm not like that. That's not my mitzvah. But I've made my mitzias into such a that my teva pulls me to Beis HaMedrash. My teva is mine, and in that sense, it's the biggest avodah. That's all true in the world of midas, and that's easy for us to. It's easier for us to. I mean, that's where we're aiming at it. There's another world where this exists, and that is the world of Torah. Maral says, I don't know, many others say, but we've seen it, the Maral, when he speaks in the Agada, when he speaks about the Chachamim, the Vainim, Yodim and Satayra, there are two dargis of Tfisa, Havana, and Sichlius in a person. What you would call it in Meath would be you have axioms, and then you have theorems, corollaries. In Lashon Kodesh, in Lashon of the Kadmonim, it's called Muskolos Rishonis. In other words, everybody's mind is Ke'ilu, has a hardware component. There are certain Inyonim that seem to be built in. This is the elementary feast of a person. That two things can exist in one place at one time is very innate to my Seichel. That's part of the hardware of Seichel. And Asha Alken or Fize, all sorts of nafkaminas come out that if I'm inviting 100 people to a mesiva, I need to have place for 100 people because 100 people will not fit into a place where 50 people will fit in. That's a corollary of it. It's a theorem. And so on. That is the way a normal mind works. That's the way Seichel works in Sichlus. But there are many levels of what a person thinks is muskolos v'shoynis, that's not always muskolos v'shoynis. For instance, let's take something. Muskol rishon for somebody who grows up in a Western society is that many kids are not a bracha, that more than one or two children is a terrible thing, and the shaila is just how to stop it. So it's taken on as obvious that more than one or two children is dysfunctional, and the question is just, so lefi this thing which is self-evident and obvious, how do we do it best? And a person who grows up like that, it's very hard to shake it. That's his mitzias. The person assumes that this is muskel rishon. A person lives for a long time with people that's not like that, that there's a bracha, and you see the bracha in the mishpacha, so then the person muskel rishon begins to change. what he thought was Moskal Rishon changed. That is in the world of Seichel as well. There are a lot of vinyanim in learning also. When a person learns, a person who never learned before and he sits down to learn, a lot of the difficulty is that he's starting with all the Moskalos Rishonos. Sometimes it's technical stuff, sometimes it's more subtle. A person has a lot of things that he feels are Moskal Rishon, are axiomatic, and for the halacha to fit in, for the din to fit in, for the machshava to fit in, for the musa to fit in, very, very hard. And he has to work with those pieces and so on. That is a darg of Torah that's secondary, so to speak. That's the darg of Torah that's resting on his Moskal Rishonos. It's lefizes of a built-in mindset. If a person learns Torah long enough and well enough, then he begins to take on Moskalos Rishonos that are Torahic. His tfisa changes. His understanding changes. Anyone who knows, even on a technical level, learning like a lamdin versus not like a lamdin, versus what the world calls a balabas, is a mindset. In other words, how am I teifis? How am I teifis a certain din? How am I teifis a certain svara? It's not just do I know this svara? Did I hear that svara? Can I have a gemara to ask a percha from? That's not the difference. The difference, a lamdin is somebody who is teifis things that's very Torahic. His tfisa is organic to Torah. He deheres a Torah. That darga of that tfisa of Torah is called Amelus Torah. And let's understand why. When a person is, there are two major differences between inyanim that are lefizadik inyanim, both in midas and in sichlius, or inyanim that are havayadik inyanim, inyanim that are going to the very, very substance of it, to the thing itself. One is that anything that is trying to change the given meets with a lot of resistance. And that's by definition. The inertia of everything is not to be changed. The software can't change hardware. It's always lefizet. For a person, that is, so the first thing is the resistance there is very difficult. The flip side of it is, how long it lasts. If something is changes the thing itself, if something is superficial, then it doesn't last all that long. If something changed the thing itself, then there is, if somebody instead of fixing something puts a patch on it, it always falls apart. If you change the thing, if a person has a pipe with a leak and he puts a patch on it, then it lasts, sometimes more, sometimes a lot, but it's almost always going to fall off at some point. If a person welds the pipe itself or replaces the pipe, then it lasts. The reason is, the Rambam says, one of his yesodos, Mor Nebuchim uses it a lot, is that any world that's of harkava is open for hefsid. In other words, any time you have a metzias that's not in its simplest form, it's going to fall apart. A cake is a combination of a lot of ingredients. It's going to start hardening and crumbling. The cream is a mixture of fat and sugar. The fat's going to start pulling off on its own, and the sugar's going to go off on its own. Things that are not in their simplest state will always reduce because the bond itself is an external bond. And it's a question of just how long, because it's not an emissa metzias. The only thing, the only law of conservation that there is on things themselves. But the minute something is just a harkava of two things, the minute something is a combination of things, the combination will fall apart into its components. That, the Rambam says, is a klal, that's why we die, and so on, because anything that's murkav is a bar hefsek. A bar harkava is a bar hefsek. So those things that, for instance, if I paint something onto a surface, it's going to wear off at some point. If I engrave it, it's going to stay because I changed the thing itself. That's the difference. So the word choyk means it's engraved in the thing itself, and that's why it becomes part of its metzias, and therefore it's not shaykh, it should lose it. Fire doesn't become cold because the heat of the fire is intrinsic to itself. The color of the fire is not intrinsic because different things give it different colors. And b'meila, you can have different, most fires tend to be red. You can have a yellow flame, you can have a blue flame, depending on what it's feeding on. The things that are intrinsic, it can't change because it's by definition part and parcel of the thing itself. So those in Yanim that are outside will change. At some point you're going to lose it. Those things that are engraved in it are going to be part of it. So we have a maila and a chisaron. The inyanim that are part of something is going to be very hard. It's very hard to change things in a substantial way, but once you change it, that becomes its metzias, and it's just as hard to rechange it. Those things that are just bechitzonius are easier to apply, and as the level of ease it is to apply, that's how easy it is for it to fall apart. Those are the distinctions between the two. So in the world of Torah, it says in Bechukosai Telechu, those in Yanim that are choik, Amelos B'Torah means when you have to break your head on a svara, it's usually not because you're missing a particular point. You don't break your head if a type of teretz, well, this is talking about if there is a simen, this is talking about if there's no simen, is a teretz. That's not a melus. A melus is where you have to come to grips with a new idea, with yirsh shalomidas, with something working retroactively, because you could have thought that way. Those are things, that melus is because it's not an idea that's part of your hardware. You don't normally have them. And you have to keep crunching it until it settles in and becomes part of your tfisa. That's the amelus. So the Torah says that amelus b'Torah is the derech that imchukosei telechu is something which has to be talking about amelus b'Torah, because in the world the most intrinsic change, if we're talking about choik, if we're talking about chakika, if we're talking about changing the substance of something, the Torah is the deepest part of that, and that changes the person intrinsically. That his metzias changes because of that. If the person, so if he's omel b'Torah, all these brachas comes, and we'll discuss in a second the importance of these brachas. The flip side is, and that's what Rashi says, if you're not omel b'Torah, then it keeps going downhill until your mamish not be kairos. Why? The teretz is the, it's not anything that's not you, at some point it's going to fall apart. You get older, you get more tired, it'll get difficult, the novelty will wear off. And that's the Rambam's insight, that that which is murkav is bal hefsek. Anything that you didn't affect the thing intrinsically is going to lose itself, and it's going to disintegrate. So it's a process. It could take forever, but it'll be there. If a person has not engendered a change to his metzias, then that change is not going to be lasting. And it might take time, but it's going to go downhill. It'll unravel. The word that the Torah uses for the opposite is keri, miloshim mikre. So people learn mikre means that the things, what I call the punishment that God is bringing is mikre. The way we're understanding it, the word mikre is really the opposite of amelus. In other words, mikre means incidental. a pen has ink in it, that's not the mikra, that's atzmi. The two words that are opposite is atzmi and mikri, that the morale uses almost always. Atzmi means, this is the thing, a pen doesn't happen, you know, what does your pen use? My pen happens to use ink. No, a pen is something which uses ink. My pen is blue. That happens to be. They're black pens, they're yellow pens. So the things that are the opposite of an atzmistic mahalach is a mikri mahalach. Those things that are mikra lead, unravel. Those things that are atzmi stay as part and parcel of the thing itself. So the b'chu koisei telechu is the flip side of the mikra and so on. So we have two inyan, and we have in avoda in general, and we have in Torah more specifically. The whole mahalach of Yehudim, the fact that the Torah is telling you what's going to happen as a schar, and we said the Torah doesn't give schar, is as follows. The place in the Bria, the word, the chukim that we're really, really aware of are in the Bria. Gravity drags people, drags down things no matter what. That is the Bria. The choike ateva that we call are very aptly named choik because that's the metzias of the teva. And we can say, we can make an argument. If you do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help the Teva be Matzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will move things in the right direction. The Pasuk is telling me that if a person, if Klal Yisrael, and the Rabban says it's talking about when you have all the Klal Yisrael at its greatest scope, just like a person can remake his self, a person can remake Teva. In other words, in commensurate to how much a person is bayre himself, that's the olam is bayre. For us, the world has its own rhythm. There's a growing season, there's a rainy season, it has its own mahalchim, and we can harness it, we can make use of it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out the Shmaya and help. But we take the world for granted as being what it is. So when our darga of avoda is, we start with what's there, and we work with that, then the priya also goes like that. We start with the teva, and we harness the teva. When Klaus, or this is talking about, Rabban says this never happened, because this is talking about avoda at its ultimate. When Klal Yisrael has in itself the avoda of changing its own substance, that the world itself changes. Behisik Batzadai Sai Spatza means it's not Mahalchim anymore. We'll explain that one more second. But rather the Metzias of the Bria is for us. It's not the Pshat that it's not important whether it's convenient for us it should rain Wednesday or Thursday. That's not the Bruch of it, isn't it? It's the other way around. If somebody calls me up that he must talk to me. If my teacher calls me up and my superior calls me and he says, I want you in my office at 10 o'clock, and so I don't tell him it's not convenient for me. I mean, I'm being called to him. If a salesman is coming to me, he says to me, you just tell me when it's convenient for you, any time of the night. That's teva olam. There's the given and there's the variable. Whichever one is intrinsic, the ikar is the buyer, so the seller comes to him. And when it's authority and an underling gets called, he shtals to the other one. That is the metzias. What it's telling me is the bria is shtalling to me. Just like I myself am not a permanent fixture, but a person can recast himself, so too the bria is recastable. There's one more nekuda here that we mentioned, the basic diaspora that I want to explain. Mahalchim of seichel, process, is always when it's not intrinsic. In other words, how do I get, I have a lightweight sukkah and the wind blows, so the sukkah is naturally in a floating position. It's a type of stuff that floats around with the wind. How do I get it to sit in one place? I tie it down, I put things on it, and so on. That requires process. To take something from what it's not and make it into something else, schlep it to where it's not, requires a process. Things that are intrinsic, for instance, if I have a very heavy boulder, that by nature it stands in one place, I don't need to tie it down. That's its mitzias. If I have to teach somebody how to dance, so I show them steps. Take the right foot, take the left foot, do this, do that. People that are quote-unquote naturals, what we call naturals, natural athletes, natural this, natural that, it just happens. He picks up, a natural musician will pick up a keyboard at a young age, and it'll just go. It just somehow, he himself is hard for him to put a finger. So how did you do that? How do you know? I don't know. It just, this, you know, you, this note comes after this note. It's his mitzias. You can, seichel is good for explaining things from point A to point B to point C. Things that are intrinsic are very, very, seichel doesn't have a very good tefisa on that. That's the given. Seichel starts from the given to the next point. That's what a world of seichel. The world of chukim. So the reason is basic dayishes and butts and so on. Those are things that are, as long as the bria has its own rhythm and we have to use it, we mark off different seasons. When the bria becomes our pantry, when the bria becomes our kitchen, there's always bread there. The steps in the process are only there because the bria is room service. That's what it is. It's serving me the same way I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you stop having the process. I want to bring it over to an area that in Olam HaTorah that's, I guess, very relevant for us. We speak about Chayk always, that it has its notfis and Seichel. We always explain our Derech HaPshat. It's there to teach us that no matter how much we understand, there's still a Chaylik. We don't understand and so on. And that's all a correct approach. There's a much deeper Nekuda here. The chukim are given. Those mitzvahs that we understand with seichel, their effect is to fit into our scheme of things. For instance, that you should do chesed. That's something that it fits usually into most people's given seichel. So I tell somebody, you know, you like to see somebody happy and you don't want to see somebody hurt and starving, and you be kind to him and be helpful to him, and you wouldn't like it if you would be in that position. So the mitzvah clicks neatly into my scheme of things. And therefore, its effect is to be mamshich my good nekudas. But it doesn't always change it unless it's difficult, like the Rambam says, and you keep doing it and so on. Chok is there to create a new niche in the person's personality. In other words, for a person, chesed is very easy to fit into most people's hardware. Most human beings have a feeling for chesed, and you fit in the niche of chesed. Kedusha used to be something that was self-evident. It's not. I want to do what I want to do. I'm not hurting anybody. Everybody's happy. So what's wrong with it? When a person does kedusha deka mitzvahs, then he gains a new seichel that he didn't have before. The seichel of kedusha. It becomes, it's natural. Yes, kedusha is a mitzias as positive and as good and as godly as chesed is. I don't need to fit into my existing. A chayk engraves into a person something he didn't have before. It is another piece of heart into a person. That's the musig of chukim. And therefore, when certainly seichel is a very important tool. And seichel is very much what we use. But chayk was given to give us another piece of seichel. I don't need to keep trying to translate kedusha into other languages. And in inyan of emuna, and in all sorts of inyanim like that, there definitely is a need to start with where a person is and translate everything into the language that his seichel has. That's true. But most people who are amul b'teira, have sometimes, and you wonder, you ask yourself, here's a person who's killing himself to learn 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day, is having a very difficult time with parnasa. He's got 101 issues. And when you ask him to speak about it, he's tongue-tied. Not only can he say a speech about it, he even for himself, I don't know. So you say to yourself, it doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing something that you don't understand? The Teretz says, no. He understands it very well. Just like if a person touches something hot, he jumps back, and there's lo aleinu people who don't have sensation. And when they touch something hot, they can't understand why the person's jumping back. And the person will try to, it's hot. Well, what's hot? What do you mean hot? The problem is, for someone who is omul b'teira and has a tam of teira and has a tfisa, a teiridika tfisa of things, a lot of things are obvious. And when you try to explain the obvious to someone outside, it's very difficult. It sounds almost unnatural when you're telling somebody, because you know that that's not the truth. It's not what you think about it. A person who's a maimon, it was a real maimon, and that's what we call emunah pshuta. It's because he's built into himself a tfisa that the person outside doesn't have, and it's important for the person outside to give it to him. If he died, like the Rambam says, it's not a question of technique, but understand that that's not the seif pasuk. The seif pasuk is to open up a person so that the person is ready to be chokek in his nefesh a hakik of adinya, and the primary midos is a first level of doing it. And amidas requires changing yourself, getting used to the habit, and adrabba, if you start with the teva and you're just following the teva, that's not a mila. That's what Rambam says in the beginning of those days. But if you decide on what's the right thing to do and you make it into your teva, that's what Davar HaMelech is mishtabeah. If a person and in Torah, which is the sheirish of these inyanim, it certainly applies. When a person is omul b'teira, it means he breaks his head again and again. There has yish, there has this, there has that. The person is able to add a whole new metzias to himself. His inborn seichel had no concept of this. Lefi, the havanas he had, there's no way to build out. When the person adds, the person is creating his self. If a person's mind and understanding is his self, then adding mind and understanding, not expanding it, but adding, is be'etzim creating a self. And that's the chukai seichu. If a person, the seifa vayikra is the seifa of chukim. Karbanis, the Rambam says, a chayk. Kashis is a chayk. Tonatayr is a chayk. It's seifa chukim. That's what vayikra is. Learning Sefer HaChukim requires the most amelus, because the mind finds no easy place to rest. It's very hard to get a foothold on it, because it's not familiar in any sense. There's not a familiar face in the whole thing. It's not familiar to Gneiv and to Gzeil. It's not familiar to anything that I'm used to. When a person, it's all amelus. The Sefer HaChukim is a Sefer of amelus. And if a person is omeling again, his own mitzvah changes, he becomes the earning his own way in the most essential way possible. And so much of the sfeikis, so much of the questions, so many issues become irrelevant. For the person that hears it from inside, for the person who's naturally musical, explaining why this note follows that note and there's a pause over here is irrelevant. It's true that he has a problem explaining it. It's true for the person on the other side. I don't understand. If I ask you, why did you put in this piece? And he says, well, don't you feel it? It's just begging to be put in. I don't know. You haven't made me clear because I don't feel it that way. So yes, there's a echisar in there. But for the person himself, the real basis for anything that's slapped on through seichel comes and goes. That's what Rashi says. If there's no amelos, if a person hasn't broken his mind into Torah, it's something that's all to unravel. If the person is omul b'teira, if a person breaks his head and he gets a das of teira, he gets a seichel of teira, then those things become chokuk in him, those things become part of his mitzias, and the whole teva, this whole tfisin teva is as part of that mitzias, the mitzias that he created. It stelzach zu to the mitzias of the teira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.